Restoring My Soul, Monday the 30th of May. The Fallen Marriage. Corresponding with Eve's desire, a woman now believes that, in the family, she is like God. She views herself as the beginning of a house and believes that a family is created from her. She covets this role as an expression of motherhood, and then she proceeds to live by this principle. This is her delusion. Once a woman becomes a wife and a mother, she feeds this view of herself with its accompanying wisdom to her husband and children as a religious philosophy in which she presumes to define their household. Husbands, in the same manner as Adam, accept what is put to them by their wives as the model of living that belongs to a family. That is, the family is a discrete entity that is separate from the house of the father within which his dominion can be exercised. When Adam did this, he ceased from fellowship with Yahweh at the tree of life. We know this to be true because a father came looking for Adam, crying, "Where are you?" The man had not chosen to be a son of the Father and to exercise everything that belonged to his creation and predestination from the Father's house. Instead, Adam heeded the voice of his wife and ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thinking that he could exercise dominion over creation without the grace that comes from God. We know that this was an accountable and deliberate choice that Adam made, because Paul explained that Adam had not been deceived by the alternative word that Satan offered to him through Eve. By consuming the proposition for life that his wife offered to him, Adam chose death for himself and for his children, for God had said, "In the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 16 verses 1 to 2, Genesis chapter 30 verses 1 to 2, Genesis chapter 3 verse 9, and 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14. For further study, Genesis chapter 3.